Nevis Yaakov, Biki Yaakov, Leisha Mishal, Kaptal of Uzash Yosef. And he had no right to be Biki Yaakov, Leisha Mishal. So the Shaila is that, why? Because Lodai Le Tzadikim, that they're going to get Elam Havas, and they want Elam Hazel also. It's Mavor, that it's not Mokim for a Tzadik to be Yesha Mishal in this world. So there's a, So there's Rav Shach in his Hakdama to the Avi Ezri. He says over there, first of all, he brings the pasuk. He says, Kiyadua, the pasuk is shver, it's saying, referring to Torah in three different ways. Shevi, which is what you win in a melchama. Lakachlas, which is what you win in a, what you get in a buying. Matana is a matana. So, why three? So he says, Beis Halevi, three bechinas, but he shtells be'ikra on the Shevi part. Habiru mashkasav shevisa Shevi lahiris lanu. So why is he telling us about Shevi? She e'ev shaliskas bekisra shal Torah ach v'raka yide Shevi. It has to be bechin of Shevi. That to get something, it has to be that there was a process how you got it. So matana is a matana. You don't know what, it's hard to predict what you need to do to be the recipient of a matana. You'll get it if there's chen and siyas chen. It's something that you have to actively do to earn a matana. So what is the, so in order to earn Torah, at the end, you got to matzasa, ki yadua, you have to earn it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have that chen from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you know, we don't know necessarily what the b'china matana is. You have to have it, but the one thing that we have to do is, we have to treat it like Shevi, that the only way to get it is to win the, is to be active in Melchama. You have to be active in the Melchama. And Melchama means that there's no time, there's no downtime. There's no time in the, and there's constantly a challenge. In one Chanukah, we had Boy Grady Shivas Pesach had Nesiva in Arzo with Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein came to speak. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said over that Rabbi Yashiv, his shver, is that Rabbi Yashiv didn't own slippers, not any slippers. He said, Manoshah. When I'm awake, I'm wearing shoes. I go to sleep, I take off my shoes. What's the slippers? He said, there's a soldier, and he said, there's a soldier, does he ever wear slippers? He's fighting the war the whole time. He's wearing his boots. He has to go to sleep. There's never a relax. Where's the mucka for slippers? He said, oh. So he says, the Shavisha Shevi, the b'chin is the person has to be B'mochama. And then he says a Gavaldi Gavard. He says, he brings down over there that by Kodesh Baruch, the Yetzirah, it says the Sahara is very strong. And the B'chol Yom, it's Goyver on the person. And the Mala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Israel, in a Yachalai. So he says it's a fascinating thing. So why did Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world this way? The whole job of a person is to get the Yetzirah, but really it's impossible. You can't do it anyway. But the job that you were put on this world to do, you can't do. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch has to do it. So you can't defeat the Yetzirah without Siyata Dishmaya. So what's the point? Why is the world set up that way? It's a very strange thing to tell a person, I'm giving you a job that's basically impossible unless you need my help. So he says, because the pshat is like this, you have to work. And you have to work, and you have to know that you have to schwitz over it. And when you do, you get siyata d'shmaya. So how does it work? So he says the Yetzirah starts off very, very, very schwach. And he says if a person would be able to defeat the Yetzirah, so then once they defeated the Yetzirah, what are they living for? They already won. So that's life's over. What point is the challenge? The point is the challenge to overcome. So Hashem set up the world like this. It starts off very little. And then, there's Yetzirah, but you have a lot of Siyata D'Shmaya. And you put a little forth effort, and there's a little makam of an assignment. You put a little forth effort, and you win that nisayon. Kadosh Baruch Hu then takes away a little more siyata d'shamayim, makes it a little harder. And then you win a little more and he makes it a little harder. But there's never a point where you could do it yourself, because if there's a point that you do it yourself and you won, then life will be over. That means what he's saying is that there's no makom to stop fighting. There's no makom for that. And the minute that the person doesn't have that, then there's no they don't have what to live for. So Yaakov Avinu even wanted to be already in the taina seems to be that he really wanted to be in the bechin of a Kabbalah Schar. And in this world, to live in this world, there has to be a challenge. There has to be a challenge. You can't live in this world without a challenge. That's the way the world was created. It's not a matzav in this world to live without that. That's the inyan of the schar, of the challenge. Rav Shaiman in the Ayal Sashachar, he asks a little differently. He says that Torah is one of the things that it says, and that it's Oichel Peres Sein Ba'olam HaZeh. It's the Keren Kaimus Ba'olam HaZeh. They're Peres, and you can get the Peres in Ba'olam HaZeh. So why couldn't you at least get the Peres? It says here, Il Dram Shadam Oichel Peres Sein Ba'olam HaZeh, Keren Kaimus Ba'olam HaZeh. So, Talmud Torah. So let Yaakov Avinu at least get the pears. So give a Gvaldik a going. The going says in Mishlei that even the pears, be'etzem, a person could determine, could ask that he should get them in Olam Haba. But he says more than that. There's a Gemara. The Gemara about Metzia. That the Tana went to get even the leaves of his schar, the leaves of his schar, and he ended up not even being able to get the leaves of the schar. In other words, basically, the way he's masvered over there is that if a person appreciates Olam Hazeh, then he'll get Parasim by Olam Hazeh. But if a person, Taka, it's not that it won't take, it's Pashtra, you learn, whatever you're going to get in Olam Hazeh, you're going to get in Olam Hazeh. And the parents and all the guys, all extra. So going and saying you could take the pears and Olam Haba also. You could cash in on the pears and Olam Haba also. And a person just how does it work? If a person has an appreciation for Olam Hazeh, so then the Kosh Baruch will say, fine, the Karen, I'm going to give you an Olam Haba. I'm not going to take away. But I'll give you what you want, make it good for you a little bit here also. But if you have no appreciation for Olam Hazeh, then even the pears are going to buy an Olam Haba. So he says, you're not the Baal HaBos to determine how you're going to cash in on your star. So Kadosh Baruch Hu determines it for you. but the Iker Nekuda is Rav Shach's Meirach over there, is that Kefi the Nisayon and Kefi the challenge, that's how much the Darga of Torah is. Now there's Ramir Salvech Kosa Zashuz on this in the parasha also basically saying the same thing, and he brings from the more and the Yisurim aren't going to stare at the person, because the person could say, well, I'll learn better without it. It's not Adrava, you don't learn better without it, you don't get more than what you can handle. But Kefi what you can handle and you overcome it, then fakir, then that's better. You know, as a person would say, without the tirdus, it'll be better for me. Like he spoke last night. You know, without the tirdus, is better for me. No, because you need to have it. You need to have the shear that you can handle. But the shear that you can handle, Kajro gives not more than the shear that one can handle. And if a person can handle it, then fakir, that's the shtaygen is going to come. He brings over here, I read it one time, what he brings here. It's unbelievable what he brings here. But basically, he brings over here in the Geras that the Rambam wrote to his Talmud. And he writes over there his daily schedule. Basically, his daily schedule was he didn't open a sefer all day, basically, until Shabbos. Because once he became famous and a doctor, and he was taken to be the doctor, the governor, basically, he says he went to Shachar's, people started asking questions, he worked in the afternoon, and he didn't have time to learn, basically. And then Shabbos, he had like 2 hours. That's pretty much what it says here. So... I read the letter one time. It's not a shaykh, what he says right there. So he says, what a shot of Kleisel. Imagine what we would have had from the Rambam if they left him alone and he could learn, like a mensch. So he says, then I rethought it. And he says, that whole tirda and that whole matzah that he had, he accomplished the whole Rambam in those 2 hours that he had to learn. The siyat nishmai that he had from the time, because he did what he had to do, and he handled his machshava properly, and he overcame the tirdas that it didn't share more than it had to share, and he did exactly kifi the roi, gave him such siyat nishmai that memela from them come to Rambam. Without that, we wouldn't even have what we have from the Rambam. It's kufa from the tirdas that he had and the asaka that he had to do, and he was able to know how to navigate it and deal with it. That's kufa where the siyat nishmai came from for the hatzlacha. As he writes over here, lemaisa, and he says, and mamela, every person is given the amount that's exactly the right shear. It's the amount that is not going to take away, but enough that if when he overcomes it, he'll take out more kurdis and he'll stag more from the kurdis that he was able to put in. There's you mentioned yesterday from the term mitzvah. So I don't count this print. So I just wanted to say over. That there's that in the term tachatchak, there's a shayla by Yisachar Zvulun. We know that there's a shayla. You split the schar, you get the schar. Who gets the schar? Different shmuz. But the goyin or b'chayim v'loshner go very stark that the Zvulun gets the schar, but adraba, the Yisachar is supposed to want to be mishtatif. It's not a stira, meaning it doesn't take away from him anyway. And adraba, he shouldn't karkzach on yana schar. He should want to be mashpia his schar to others. That's what he says. Okay? That's how they go, that they split the schar. Not I shouldn't say split. That the zul also gets, and it shouldn't be a megareya in the eyes of the Yisachar, kiuzeh, to take away, to do it. But there's one lashon here that he says. He says, that's all that we're talking. That's all that we're talking here. Oh, yeah. So that's all that we're talking is the regular schar. Sholul Rabbeinu Advar Kabbalah Schar Mitamudah. Okay. Adraba im Eino Itzar Litein. It's not good. Okay. So, but he says, Afal Pikein, he says, Begam Ach. So he says, he brings the whole maisa here, that someone came to Shmuel Misalant and asked him this thing, and he said, yeah, go, take, don't karkzach on yen eschar, and let him be mishtatif with you in the eschar, and it's gevaldik. But then he called back the shliach, before the shliach went back to the Talmud Chacham to tell him that the psak was to do it. But he says, achzis tagid l'achicha, ki mizeh eschar. It was the Talmud Chacham came to find if she's mishtatif with his brother. So he told him, "Achzois tagid la'achicha, ki mizeh aschar shat aloy min mitecha tchak, bezois lo yeh lo chelek, v'yar haneflo." The extra, the Torah that he learned, but this, that he was doichik to learn that, he had to push himself to learn the Torah. The other one, it was his vulin, he gave. But the Torah mitecha tchak, that extra, that's only for the one that experienced the tchak. The one experienced the tirda, and the one experienced the little bit of difficulty, and he's able to learn, that lemaisa belongs only to the person that experienced it. So every challenge that happened, a person looks at it like it's in my way, it's tough, I have this, I have to take care of a million things, I have to do, there's things on my head, and a person goes, and Afal Pikein does that. First of all, he gets the siyata d'shmaya that he's not going to take away if he does it properly. And number two is that term tuchat chak, that can't be replaced by something else. That term that happens when a person is able to overcome a challenge and do it anyway, that's a unique Torah the experience of the Tach cannot be replaced by anything else. So a person, we don't ask for challenges, but a person is given it, it's given in this oifen exactly. It's given that it's supposed to be a challenge that he can overcome, and that it's not going to take away. If he does, he'll get the Siyata Dishmaya, and he'll get the Schar, and if he handles it properly, he'll strike from that situation. So it's a chizik that when a person's in a matzah, that when it comes, like I said, we don't look for it, but when it comes, other a person sees the challenge and can be oimed b'nisayon and stands to the challenge, then you can strike from it.